Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Our trivia question for this week is, how many Jews were there in Cuba when the Jewish population there was at its greatest? The answer, later in the program. This week, we're lucky to have with us the historian Leopoldo Fornés. Leo was born in Cuba in 1938 of Spanish parents. He studied history at the University of Havana and Charles University in Prague, and also has a degree in history and geography from the Complutense University in Madrid. He's a translator of English, French, Italian, and Czech, also a history professor and lecturer, and has taught English and French in Spain. He's published two histories of America, as well as numerous other books and articles. He's been very active for 15 years in the Cuban human rights movement as well. Today, he's going to talk with us about the history of the Jewish community in Cuba. Welcome, and thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much.
How did you first become interested in Jewish history and culture?
Well, I think all this came through the heart. I humbly want to state that I had some two or three fiancés of Jewish origin, one in Cuba and two or three of them in Prague, when I was a young boy, and even attractive.
But not all at the same time, we assume.
Not at the same time, of course. One after the other.
And they got you interested in this?
Yes. To a certain extent, they got interested me into this. And in Prague, they took me to the Jewish community, to the synagogue. And I was interested. I had some sort of historian interest in this kind of thing. And then I got pinched by the bee of Jewish culture.
So let's talk on a more serious note.
Okay.
Okay. When did the first Jews arrive in Cuba?
The first Jew who arrived in Cuba was a certain Luis de Torres. He was a translator. He spoke Hebrew, he spoke Aramaic, and he spoke Arabic. With Columbus in November 1492. Of course, as Columbus thought he was in India, he thought that this gentleman was very useful. Of course, nobody knew any of the Indian languages as being spoken there. But nevertheless, this was the first. Well, the Jewish community was formed in Cuba in the last years of the 19th century, and mainly after the coming of the Republic in Cuba. Nevertheless, there were some what I would call crypto-Jewish Spaniards who came to Cuba in the 16th and 17th century. Why? Why do I know? Because the Inquisition was very active with some of them, who were very rich by that time, in 1620, 1619, 1620, and things like that. The main years of the Jewish community in Cuba were at the beginning of the 20th century.
Where did they mostly come from?
They came in three waves, more or less. You know that the American army had intervened in Cuba for two times. Once in order to establish the Republic in 1902, and the other one in order to avoid some sort of latent civil war in Cuba in 1906. But the Jewish community started more or less in 1907, and most of them were American Jewish families, mostly from Romanian origin.
Why did they go to Cuba?
I think for business, for a certain business, and of course this was the first layer of the Jewish society, the, I would call it the upper class.
Were there many?
Not more than 100 families. Let's say 2,000 or something like that. After that, in 1913-1914, the Sephardic community started coming to Cuba, some 2,000, 3,000, mainly from Turkey, and after that from Syria. And they established in Cuba, not many of them, but in the 20s, as the Bolshevik Revolution started working in Russia and the war with Poland and all that, well, Jewish from Russia, from Belarus and from Poland started coming to Cuba in the 20s.
Did the Jews settle all over the island, or did they concentrate in certain areas?
Mostly they settled in Havana, but it didn't mean that they settled only there. There were some Jewish communities in Santiago, in Cienfuegos, and in Camagüey, as well as Las Villas. This I can prove it through the cemeteries, which you can find them in those cities. Of course, I have forgotten one very important group which came in the 20s. I forgot to say that this was the Ashkenazi group coming from Eastern, not only Eastern Europe, but from Germany as well.
Did the Jews tend to have any particular profession? Were they known for any particular profession?
I think that to a certain extent they dedicated themselves in garments, shoes, making polish for the shoes, peddlers, the Jewish peddlers selling ties in Cuba was very typical. And this was really, well, that's the first way they got sympathetic to the population, because they couldn't pronounce well the word corbata. They said corbata barata with a particular accent, and people found it funny.
Corbata barata, cheap ties.
Corbata barata, yes, cheap ties.
Did the community tend to keep to themselves, or did they integrate with the general population?
Most of them integrated with the population. Nevertheless, they kept their traditions, but some of them got married, as most of them were men. They got married to Cuban girls, and Cubans, in general terms, were Catholic to a certain extent. And they got married, and not only mixed, but they were diluted in this, some of them, but some others kept their family traditions. I had even a failure in my life, because I loved a girl which studied with me in 1960. Her name was Anita. I will say no more. But I proposed her, and she told me, I would marry you, but I would never do that to Papa.
So there was a lot of assimilation, but then there were a lot who did not assimilate.
Yes, that's it.
And what's the greatest number of Jews who were in Cuba at any one time?
I think the most of them were from 14,000 to 16,000. Officially, of course. There were much more, but they didn't want to declare that they existed. And those are those which mixed with the population. Why? Because in the 30s and in the 40s, the situation was awful. Not only with the Nazi persecution, but because also in Cuba in the 30s, the economic situation was very bad, awful, and Cubans didn't want any more migrants coming into Cuba. Doesn't matter if they were Jewish or Spaniards or whatever.
So the largest Jewish population was in the 30s?
Largest Jewish population, I think, in the 30s were some 9,000 or something like that. Yes.
But this 14,000 to 16,000 when?
This 14,000 to 16,000 was the best, I would say, the golden era of the Jewish community in Cuba in the 50s.
Oh, in the 50s.
From 1947, 5, 6, 7, till 1959. After that, things became different.
So you mentioned problems of crypto Jews during the Inquisition, the influence that Spain had in Cuba. Is there or has there been much anti-Semitism in Cuba?
Not much. If you want, I can say something which is not going to be liked by many of my friends. But if the Cubans wants to be a racist, he has the blacks,
okay.
Not the Jews. Because the Jews were something alien to them, not the blacks. The Jews were something which they didn't understand. Why do they have another religion? Why? But they are so white, they are so reddish, and I don't know, why should I reject this man or this woman because she is a Jew? They didn't understand this, but they were submitted in the 30s through the papers to fantastic propaganda against Jewish immigration, mainly handled from Nazi Germany by Goebbels and all these things. They had provocators, agitprop,
provocateurs.
Provocation agents being sent to Cuba. There were some 15 working in Havana and in newspapers in order to influence the Cuban population to reject the Jewish immigration, which they were nevertheless sending to America. In addition, there's something I should say, is that many Jews came to Cuba as a step forward in order to get into the United States. Many did it in the 20s and at the beginning of the 30s. Mm-hmm. But after that, after 1935, I think that President Roosevelt closed the possibility of immigration of Jews, and they promoted the possibility of coming to Cuba, and after a certain time they could jump into the United States, which is not very far from there.
So you would say that on a grassroots level there's really no anti-Semitism?
No. Uh-huh. Neither before nor after.
Uh-huh. How about the Jewish community now? How many Jews would you say live in Cuba?
Well, as I have said, there were some 16,000 Jews in the golden 50s. But in the 59, things started changing. And the Jewish population, the middle class Jewish population, they just left the country because of economic reasons. Why? Or because they didn't like to live in a socialist or communist dictatorship.
Do they face any problems now because of the small size of the community or because
the
of community the political
has, regime? Just now it has some around 1,000 members, and since 1992, in which religions received some sort of freedoms from the from the Cuban regime, they are better off now than before. They were able to teach the language, Hebrew, and to teach Hebrew religion or Jewish religion up to 1975, in which the last school was closed. I think it was called Albert Einstein School.
Mm-hmm.
But the synagogue continued working, and there was no persecution of Jews for being a Jew. Nevertheless, they had some of them were frightened because of the good relations of the Cuban regime with the PLO, mm-hmm. Palestinian movement and all these things. Even the 1988, I think that the Cuban regime published a book, La Otra Cara, The Other Face, written by Abu Mazen, explaining, between quotations, what was the situation of the Israeli army as an occupant of Palestinian soil. Abu Mazen is doctor, I don't remember his name now.
Mahmoud Abbas.
Mahmoud Abbas, yes, that's it. Dr. Mahmoud Abbas.
The leader of the Palestinian Authority.
Yes.
Okay, well, you said that you're going to visit Miami pretty soon and that you're going to visit the Jewish community there. Can we count on you for another interview when you come back?
Yes, of course, I will be able to. I will be very pleased to do it. But I'm going in a week. I'll be in Miami, in which I haven't been for 6 years. And I'm looking forward to visiting my good friends of the Jewish community, Cuban Jewish community in Miami. Well,
thank you very much. Looking forward to your next visit.
Not at all. I'll do my best.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Laila Malkos, who is a Latin singer who lives in Israel and sings in Spanish and Hebrew. This song is called Loca de Amor, Love Crazy. See you next week.
וחשבתי יש תקווה לכל מה שהתפללתי בשחור שבעיניו הסתבכתי בסוף אני לבד בחוף עוד לא השלמתי מאלף מחשבות מוטרפות של אהבה חיברתי נשבעת שמאותו היום לעצמי לא חזרתי לוקה דה אמור Loca de amor, loca de amor, loca de amor, amor. Ve a ese peinado, biot boeret, bele y lotaru kimblishena, y mitgaberet, ech di bela lava, aninisqueret. שוב עולה בי התשוקה אני נסערת מאלף מחשבות מוטרפות של אהבה חיברתי נשבעת שמאותו היום לעצמי לא חזרתי לוקה דה אמור 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 Loca de amor, loca de amor, loca de amor, amor. Caja blishit bakashti, lechaya vishtabadeti, ve alfei shurot bizbasti, lesaper lo. אהבתי אילו רק היה יודע שליבי כבר משתגע אל החום מתגעגע ונמאס לו לחכות וכך השיר הזה נגמר החלטה בוגרת אם אשתחרר מהטירוף אליו אני לא חוזרת לא קדם